Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Brandon M. from San Diego.
I'm Brandon. I'm an alcoholic. I'll start by saying that I was first introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous at the age of 18 years old. I attended McAllister Institute for 2 weeks. That was the first 2 weeks of sobriety I had in probably about 3 years. And after that stint in McAllister, I didn't see the inside of an alcoholics meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, for probably about 18 years. Every day was a constant battle to drink or use for me. In 2007, both me and my wife had made a decision to go back into the rooms at that time. 2007, we started in on another program, another 12-step program, and it was a little bit over a year's time where we had over a year of sobriety. And at that time, I had had a reservation throughout the time that I was going to drink again. And we thought, well, hey, we could go wine tasting. So up to Temecula we went. And for me, that day in Temecula started about another year and a half of a relapse. It ended with, let me say at this point, right before the Callaway trip, we had, within our year of sobriety, we had purchased a house on the San Diego Country Estates. Life was going very well for us at that point. You know, I was making really good money at my career, and we were renting an apartment at the time. Me and my wife would pray every night in our jacuzzi, God, please let us get this house. Please let us get this house. Please let us get this house. Be careful what you pray for, people. Be real careful, because God granted our wish. But looking back, I think it was a test. I know it was a test, you know. We got our house in the San Diego Country Estates, went to Callaway, and about 8 months later, we were divorced. My drinking brought us to the point where we could, she could no longer handle my drinking, and I could no longer handle her bitching at me for drinking. You know, it was a real hard thing. The Callaway wine excursion took us from drinking wine every other day or a couple days to drinking wine every week to being on the country club in the country estates. There was a bar. Then we started going to the bar. And maybe for the first couple weeks it was on the weekends, and then it turned into, I'm not going to go home, I'm going to go straight to the bar after work. And so after she had left the house, I was drinking probably a bottle of Jim Beam a day. That lasted for about a year. Some days it was more than that. You know, I couldn't, I'd wake up in the morning so hungover, and all I could think about by 11 or 12 o'clock was how I was going to get that off work early enough to get that bottle, to get back home, to drink it again, day after day after day. It was a complete nightmare. We both had gotten with other people, and even though we had loved each other so much, that was really hard. That was, when that happened, I think it was a turning point for me, anyway, to say, this is very real, and this is hurting. this hurts me now. I'm hurt, and I'm and my heart's broken. And how did this happen? You know, we had some started talking back and forth again, and I had gotten a phone call. She had arranged a phone call from someone that she had met, because she had gone back into the program way probably about 2 or 3 months after we had gone to Callaway. It took me about a year and a half. She had one of her friends call me, and that was July 15th, 2010. And I know that date because that's my sobriety date. He called me and talked to me on the phone for 2 hours, a guy I didn't even know. And not because my wife had told him, but he was telling me my story because it was his story. He convinced me that there was no better time than that day to start back into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's what I did. I started going to some meetings. I was able to stay sober. I kept in contact with my ex-wife now, and within a year of time, my lovely wife is sitting here in front of us today. We got remarried again. God has blessed me. The promises have come true for me today. I'm coming up on 2 years of sobriety. Thank you. So after getting back into the program, I had found a sponsor who did take me through the 12 steps. And I'm not really sure exactly, I can tell you exactly what I wasn't doing, but I was able to make it through the 12 steps. And I didn't have a real concept of a God of my understanding at that point. There was a lot of questions I had at that point. It just didn't. I found myself asking God, "There's got to be something different for me. What else, God? Are you? What else is there for me? What do you want me to do at this point?" Someone had called me and asked me to sponsor them, and I thought that's what it was. God wants me to help other people. You know what I mean? It turned out that's not what it was. It turns out that's not exactly what it was. I didn't have a grip on this program, you know. I never have. I've been working with a man for the last 4 or 5 months now, and if no one knows what steerage means on page 17, you should look it up in the dictionary. Because that's where I started at, you know, and I read the first page. What I've done is I've gone through page by page, three, and writing down 3 sentences a day on that page, and looking up the words that I think I understand, and looking up the words that I don't know. Okay, I have a great concept of the book today. I have a God of my own understanding today. I'm on step 9 right now, and I've done the program today how the first 100. Dead guys have done it. It's changed my life. The program is a miracle. You know, that blue book is a miracle. I'm finding things in that book that are hidden in plain view. There are things hidden in plain view in that book. And that's what the guy I'm working with, isn't like me to call him a sponsor, but the man I'm working with tells me all the time, Brandon, there are things in plain view in the book. How are you going to understand the book if you don't understand the words? It's been amazing for me this reading this book this time. My wife and I just purchased our second home now. I mean a home again. We can pray together. I read the 24 hours a day, every day, usually more than one time a day. That's kind of one of the things that keeps me going. Between the blue book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12 and 12, a dictionary, and the 24 hours a day, that's how I stay sober, and a constant connection with my the guy I work with, and a God of my understanding. I stay sober today, and I'm living a happy life. One thing about me today, as I can honestly say, by working the steps, the way it tells you to work them in the book, I'm living a happy life. And that's more than I've ever been able to really say in my whole life, you know. So, are we at time? Thank you very much.